This show is presented by ERN, your source for premier entertainment on the web and on the air.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and we are continuing our conversation with Jennifer Owens straight out of the New York Working Mother offices. And we were talking before the break about STEM, raising STEM girls. And you had mentioned the fact that, you know, we see this gender break happens sometime around middle school. And I was just thinking to myself, you know, my kids are 4 and 6 right now, and I have them kind of equally distributed. And actually, my daughter's distributed more towards the science side than my son is in terms of their activities. They're both doing fine arts. They're both doing, the singing and the dancing and karate and soccer. My daughter's doing science club and robotics. But, you know, I'm concerned that because she has a huge interest in science. I mean, she loves it. And I'm concerned that when we make this move out of elementary school into middle school, that's going to get sucked out of her. And, you know, it's going to go away. So what tools do we have here to try to make this more cool or to help right. keep that from happening?
Well, so one of the things, you know, we have a lot of tips, but one of the interesting things that I thought in us doing this story was that girls tend to have an attraction to careers that help others or make a difference in the world. You hear a lot about this, you know, it's just, they're great stories. Malala, you know, they're wonderful stories. If you can unite that to STEM, there's a wonderful organization, Black Girls Who Code. They've been doing lots of things where they're helping to track like hunger or, you know, how many families have this or they need that. And so that's STEM, but done with an empathetic side and making the world a better place. And so mm-hmm. it's kind of, you know, taking that that STEM and showing how it can have an impact. That's pretty cool. And that's it's great. Funny, when my daughter leads way into the arts, I don't know how she can draw what she draws. And what I'm always doing is attaching it to STEM. You know, like I talked to her about Audubon and like, you know, look at how that yeah. art was used to track all the birds and oh, look at that. That's how they made that art is how they do anatomy or whatever I'm trying to do. And it's you know, like making connections because I think that helps with that kind of it's not just engineering. It's engineering that serves a greater purpose. So I think that's a great communication
thing.
That's
so smart.
Kind of to broaden their view.
Yeah, that's really smart. And it takes, you know, it takes a little work on our part to find those connections and to, you know, to open their eyes in those ways. But I think it's our responsibility to make sure that they see that their options are not limited. And, you know, that, cause that's what motherhood's all about is we want to make sure that they see all their possibilities and help them get to whichever one they choose. But I love that example of making those connections. I hadn't thought about that. And I think that's a really good advice.
And then the confidence, because the classes are going to get harder. And, you know, between us ladies, we all are good girls who hate to fail. And, you know, you're all going to take a math class that we don't do well in. But it doesn't mean we're not good at STEM. And, we need to kind of get that, that we can, as someone with a 12-year-old that's in a math class that I don't even know the math. I have fallen into cliche of not understanding the new math. But, you know, she does well on some, not well on others. And I have to still my hand to say, like, why didn't you do well? You know, why did you get that? Because that's the larger thing. You're great at math. Let's talk about how all the good things you are doing at math, because I don't want you to think of yourself as being bad at math because you didn't do well on one test. And so right. it's that, you know, as these courses are going to get harder and the concepts are going to get tougher, it's a combination of building confidence and it's supporting them when they fail or when they stumble and say, that's fine. You know, not everybody gets it all in the first go. There's room for, you're great at STEM. Even just saying that over and over again, you're great at science. Like, wow.
The more you say it, the more they're drawing.
Yeah, that's so true
because it's interesting at that age that you're talking about, you tend to allow one failure to define you, which is so ridiculous. Yeah. You know, like looking yeah. back on it as an adult female, you look back on your childhood female and you're like, really? Are you kidding me? Like that one yeah. small test was such a blip in your life and you let it define whether or not you were good at something. Like that, it's silly, but it's their reality. And you have to make sure that you take that step into their reality and see it the way they see it and address it that way.
And you don't have to be a STEM person. I'm not a STEM person. I mean, you know.
Oh, I'm not.
Math, yeah, you know. And that's part of the thing is, but there are science museums. You can go to science museums. You can kind of revel in it, even though you don't have to be a coder to encourage, you know, interest in, and it's not all just about coding, but you don't have to be a coder to, you know, to lean into their interest in whatever they're interested in. You know, we're not all living above the store and our children all have to become the butcher. We can be confident that we can find something we're interested in, even if we don't specifically know how to do it. Let them explain it to you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm learning stuff from my six-year-old all the time. I am the least STEM person you ever want to meet. And she is telling me how, you know, she makes this dino robot work. And I mean, honestly, some of the stuff that she says, I'm like, oh, check that out. You're six. But you know, that's great.
Yeah.
That I'm so proud. You know, it gives me these moments of, wow, you know, she's got things that I don't have, and that's, you know, that's what I want for her. I want her to be, you know, brilliant like that. All right, well, we're going to come back with just one more segment with Jennifer Owens right after this. We're enjoying it so much, and I just don't want it to end. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.